Fantastic Frankie and the Brain Drain Machine by Anna Kemp. Read by Nigel Lambert. Chapter 1. A Bit of a Dreamer. Some kids win all the prizes. You know who they are. The ones who are always top of the class, or first over the finishing line, or lifting that massive shiny trophy on sports day. The ones who are always picked to go on the cover of the school magazine, or to shake the mayor's hand, or to look after the class hamster at the weekends. Even though you looked after the hamster all week long, and it didn't die or turn green or anything. Well, Peggy Parfitt was one of those kids. If there was a prize to be won, she just went out there and won it. Science prizes, art prizes, looking after the hamster prizes, not picking your nose prizes. OK, I made that last one up. But if there had been a prize for not picking your nose, Peggy would have won it hands down, along with the not staring out of the window prize and the not putting a frog in teacher's pocket prize and... you get the idea. Everyone loved Peggy. The teachers fought to have her in their class. Her parents were as proud as parrots. Even the hamster liked Peggy best, which was really unfair. Peggy was everybody's hero. But unfortunately, Peggy went to the zoo one day and got eaten by a tiger. So Peggy won't be the hero in our story. We'll have to make do with that kid in the corner with the grubby knees. His name is Frankie Blewett. Are you listening, Frankie? Oh, good. Now we can begin. Frankie Blewett would have done anything to make his parents proud. But Mr. and Mrs. Blewett were impossible to please. If you got a silver...